Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the fifth day of Nisan, Tavshin Pebeis. Masechta Kolayim, Perik Shlishi, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah talks about a person who wants to sow rows of pumpkins in his field, which is sown with another type of vegetable. Now, the problem is that the pumpkins have long leaves, which extend far and get entangled with other herbs that are growing near them. So therefore there are special dinim that apply to these deloim, these pumpkins, that don't apply to other vegetables. Says the Mishnah, what happens if his field was sown with onions, or for that matter any other vegetable? And he wants to plant, he wants to sow rows of pumpkin seeds, which are going to have leaves that spread far and wide and get easily entangled. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he has to uproot two rows of onions. Each row is 4 amos, which is about, therefore, 8 amos gap. And plant inside that 8 amos gap where there were 2 rows of onions, he will plant 1 row of the pumpkin. And then he has to leave another 2 rows of bimkom shtem shuros, in place of 2 rows of onions, another 8 amos, but this is fully sown with onions. It leaves them growing. The word komas means standing. The standing, just like you use the word for standing wheat, these are standing onions. And then he uproots another 2 rows of onions, which he will then use to plant the notea shurachas. He'll plant 1 row of deloima pumpkins. So if he plants 1 row of pumpkins in this area where there were 2 rows uprooted of onions, if he plants 1 row of pumpkin, that means, and a row is 4 amos, so therefore out of the 8 amos where he's uprooted the 2 rows of onions, he will have the middle 4 where the pumpkins are growing, and then 2 amos on either side of it will be a gap. Therefore, according to this way of organizing it, what is the distance between the pumpkin plants, the 2 of them that are in the center, and then in between 2 lots of pumpkin plants and the next pumpkin plant, between the onions, that means. What is going to be the distance? The distance will be 12 amos. 12 amos will be the distance between the row of pumpkins and the other row of pumpkins. Why is that? Because remember that we had 2 amos bounding on either side of the row of pumpkins. Then you've got on either side 2 thick rows of onions. 2 times 4 is 8 amos. So there's 8 amos either side. And then, and only then, you've got again 1 row of pumpkin planted in an area of 8 amos. And if you work it out, you'll have 2 amos buffer on one side, 2 and then 2 amos on the other side of the onion plant, and then the onion plants itself taking up 8. 8 plus 2 on either side is 12. So he can continue, and that's how he continues doing it along the whole field. The reason of Rabbi Shmuel they have to keep such a distance is because since the leaves of the pumpkins are very long, they get easily entangled. If you don't have a distance of 12 amos between them, it looks like a whole mishmash, a whole looks like an taruvus. Rabbi Akiva says, "Oikesh teshuros." You have to uproot 2 rows of onions. That's 8 amos worth. Vinoteya, and you plant there in the place of the onions, stay shuros. He argues, he says, no, 2 rows are good enough. You can plant 2 rows of pumpkins in that area where you've ripped out 2 rows of the onions. And umaniach komas betzolimim komish stay shuros, and you can leave the standing onions in the place of the 2 rows of in the place where you have the 2 rows there. So you don't have to keep a distance from 2 amas between the pumpkins and the onions. You can be right up to it, just with a trench between them. That's all. Just a trench between them. That's good enough. Voker steshuros, says Rabbi Kiva, oker, uproot another 2 rows of onions. Vinoter steshuros, and replace them with 2 rows of pumpkins in the place of the onions. So therefore, the distance between the pumpkins is only going to be 8 amos, according to Rabbi Akiva. simply the shear of the thickness of the two rows of onions. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you can go right up to the onions with just that little trench, that talon, that furrow that separates them. The Chachamim say, "Imein ben shura lechaverta." If you do not have a distance between one row of pumpkins and the other row on the other side, if you don't even have shtei mesrayama leyakayim as a certain time, you're not allowed to keep anything growing in between. Don't keep the onions growing because there's a isra of kilayim. Yishalmi explains that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Ishmael that between the deluim, between the pumpkins, you need to have 12 amas. As they say in the Mishnah, you need 12 amas. But there still is an argument between them as to the shear of the harchoka, the shear of the distance required between the onions and the pumpkins. Rabbi Shmuel says you need 2 amas, another side, 2 amas, at least amas, between the row of pumpkins and the standing onions. The Chachamim hold that you're allowed to sow the onions in all the 12 amas between the rows of gloom. You only need to have the little furrow, a furrow is separating between the gloom and so on. But they both agree, Rabbi Chachamim and Rameir both agree, that as far as the distance has to be 12 amas between the deluim, between the rows of pumpkins. Mishnah Zayin. The last biyorak. What happens if a person wants to plant a single pumpkin in a field of vegetables? Kiyorak, says the Mishnah, this is like, it's like a vegetable. It's like the din of keeping away from vegetables, which we said the distance between vegetables is simply 6 tefachim. V'chisvu or bisvua, but if he wants to plant a single pumpkin in an area where there is crops growing, noisten la base rover, then we give the delas, we give the a buffer zone for the single pumpkin, an area as big as base rover, an area we can sow a quarter of a cup of wheat, which is 10.2 amas by a distance of 10.2 amas, which is the like the din of yarek in svua, like the din of sowing vegetables generally in a crop field. What happens if you have a field grown with crops, with grain? And he wants to plant not a single pumpkin, but a whole row of pumpkins. Says the Mishnah, you have to give an area to work to work around these plants, around the pumpkin, of 6 tefachim, of at least 6 tefachim. You have an area which is free, open up for 6 tefachim. And a length of, that's the width of 6 tefachim, and the length of it to be 10.2 amas approximately. Now, the Chachamim, we can see, are more lenient when it comes to a row of pumpkins than a single pumpkin. A single pumpkin, we said before, you have to keep away a usual area. Base rover, you have to keep away an area of 10.2 amas by 10.2 amas. Whereas whereas a whole row of pumpkins are growing, you only have to keep away 6 tefachim from the other vegetables or other crops. And the reason is because when you have a row of pumpkins, it stands out. They look separate. When you have a single pumpkin, however, there in a field, it's more complicated. It looks more, it more suspicion raised that it looks like it's sewn together. That's why we are more machmir. You need a bigger area of a distance of a base rover. Mim higdila, says the Mishnah, what happens if after sowing this this row of pumpkins, you kept the right distance, but now the leaves are so long that they're stretching into the open area of the 6 tefachim? Then what you should do is yakimul for now. You should be oiker. Oiker means uproot, or to take off the leaves that have spread into the 6 tefachim area. That's meant to be a buffer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Noisen la avidosa abamas. He says you have to leave around the tree, or around the bush, the pumpkin plants, you have to leave at least an area of 4 amas. 4 amas, which is basically 24 tefachim. Omer loy, they said to the Chacham, Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, really? So much? An area of 24 tefachim? You're going to be more strict with the one sink with the delas, with the row of pumpkins, more strict than in the case of a vine. In the case of a vine, we said you only have to leave 6 tefachim and have to work it. And that's despite the fact that Kile HaKerem is more strict than Kile Zeroim. Because Kile HaKerem, if you have mixed diverse kinds with a vine, it's also Banah. Kile Zeroim is Mudabachila. A mutter is you're allowed to have a night, even vachila, even eat it, just can't plant it. And nevertheless, we find here, with it comes to the pumpkin, we are more strict. We say you need a distance of something like 4 amas, 24 tvachim. That's very hard. That's what the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yossi. Amalhen, Rabbi Yossi responded and he said, no. We find indeed, Shazoy Chamura, Minagafen. In a certain way, we find with a pumpkin, there is more strict, we are more strict than a vine. Shalagafen Yechidis, because you agree that Rabbi Yossi says that for a single vine in a field of crops, in a field of grain, Noisla Vidosa Shisha Tfachim, you leave 6 Tfachim a space for working around it on either side. And Vilidlas Yechidis, yes, if a person wants to sow a single pumpkin in the field of that's reserved for tvor, for grain, Noisla base rover, we give an area of a base rover, a cav, a quarter of a cav, an area we can sow, a quarter of a cav. And therefore, even in a row of pumpkins, we should be machmer by Megefen as well, and give it its full service for 4 amas, because of their long leaves. Rabbi Meir, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir says, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Shloisha Deluim Leveisa. If you have 3 Deluim, 3 of these pumpkins growing in an area of a Beisa, which is 50 by 50 Amma, Lo Yobi Zaratzach Beisa, don't bring seed, any other seed, in this area of a Beisa. And Beisa is a large area. So we see that according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, one would give for a single las, a single pumpkin, an area of a third of a besar. A third of a besar. That's more than what the Tanakhama said, which is a quarter of a besar, a quarter of an area where you can sow a zarchitin. Here, we see that with 3, once you have 3 pumpkins in a besar, so if we prorata it, we say that 3 services a besar, or a besar services 3, so how much would be needed to serve 1? A third of it. A third of a besar. A third of a besar. And it's not enough to have a quarter of a besar like the Tanakhama. So this is this is the strictest opinion. Rabbi Yossi ben Achoitev ish Efrosi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. You have another man called Rabbi Yossi who also quotes the same Rabbi Shmuel. He says, no, Rabbi Shmuel told us, Kol Shloisha Dulin Nebeskar. If you plant 3 pumpkins, even in a base core is a huge area. It's an area you can sow, not one sow, not a base saw, an area you can sow 30 times the size, 30 saw of tvor. It's an area of 75,000 square cubits. So even if you're sowing, even if you if you have it spread out to that degree, 3 slum beskor, lo yovi zero sech beskor, don't bring any other seed in this large area of 75,000 square 75,000 square amas. You can't do it. So, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Achoitev Afrosi, one would give the delas, a single delas, a single pumpkin in a grain field, a space of a third of a base girl, which is an area you can sow 10 saw of tvor. Shalmi explains that really, Rabbi Yosef ben Achoitev Afrosi are not arguing with each other. It's just, even though they're both quoting Rabbi Shmuel, it's just that in the beginning, Rabbi Shmuel learned, or taught Rabbi Meir, that there were 3 deluim for a besar. And afterwards, Rabbi Shmuel was choizer, retracted, and he learned to when he was learning to Rabbi Yossi, teach Rabbi Yossi, he said that he used the shear of shloshut deluim lebeskor, of a beskor, of a professional, of a large area, beskor, 30 so. Also, it's clear from there, then from Yishalmi, that the type of delas, the type of pumpkin or gourd that we're talking here about, is called the Egyptian gourd, and that was notorious for its long leaves, which stretched everywhere and got entangled with everything.